My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings. Give me a call if you want a reading. Here at BBS Radio, I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. And for the new listeners, if there is any out there, I'll give you the number you can call in, toll-free in the U.S., 1-877-876-5227, and anywhere else you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. That's your inner thoughts at BBS Radio. If we have a call, I'll go to the call, Don. If not, I'll just keep on talking. If you'd like to contact me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I am a psychic medium, and I use it as a intuitive consultant. And, hello. Hi, caller. Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Michael?
Yeah.
It is?
It is.
My name is John.
Okay, John, thanks for calling the show.
Okay, can you hold on for just a moment? I'm going to adjust my volume. Okay, you there now?
Yep, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. Okay, I have a couple questions. I want to know if I can go ahead and ask you.
Where are you calling from, John?
Oh, where am I calling from? I'm sorry, I didn't understand you. Tennessee.
Okay. Why don't you let me go into a general reading? I think it would benefit you more, probably. It might even answer some of your questions.
Okay, you there?
Okay, what's on your mind, John?
I'm just not understanding what you're saying.
Okay, I can do a general reading, but if you want me to go to a question, I'll go to a question. What do you got, buddy?
Okay, do what now?
What is your question, John?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, now I can hear you better. One of my questions is this girl that's been my best friend for years or whatever, she was talking to my mom night before last, and she was saying she wants me to buy her an engagement ring. And is she serious about this and us being together and working things out? And her name is Shannon, by the way. And the other thing is, do you see I'll have any kind of blessings or anything? What do you see, you know, for the future to come?
Well, the future to come looks good for you, buddy. I would buy her the ring. I think there'd be some money in there. She might even wind up being a big money maker. I'm feeling the coins increasing around her and with her. And as far as her being in your life, I think it would be a win-win thing for you. I would go ahead and get her the ring. You're gonna have to treat her good, though.
So she is serious.
I'm feeling very serious with her.
Right.
And I think it would be good for you. I really do. Is she? Does she work, or what do you know about her? I feel like she's gonna be a high wage earner. She's either going to go into something that's going to make a lot of money or make a good standard of living. I think it would be good for you, John. Can you hear me? John.
Oh, do what now?
Go for it, John. She'd be good
for you. Okay. And do you see, like, any financial blessings coming my way, any money coming my way or anything?
Actually, I do. I was being shown that. I was just talking on that. I believe, especially with this this girl that has an interest in you, the two of you together could be...
Okay, dude. I'm trying to listen.
What do you got, something going on in the background?
Right. It's just that you're sounding, you're real low on my phone. I'm on a cordless phone, and you're really, really low.
Oh, cordless is rough. How's that? Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, I see. Well, I'll
and you got the internet on, the radio station?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, can you walk away from it or X out of it until after you're reading?
Okay.
I can hear myself
and
reading.
All of these other guys that she hangs out with and does her thing with and over at her apartment all hours of the night.
Uh-oh.
All that's going to quit?
Oh, that's got to. That she's going to be in your life.
Right.
I wouldn't have it no other way.
Right.
Oh, that's got to stop. Well, what is she worrying about buying you a ring for if there's all kinds of guys coming and going into her house?
Okay. Right. She has guys over there all hours of the night.
That's
her thing. It's just, that's what she does.
Oh, that don't stop. That ain't happening.
Right.
She must have her eye on you, though, if she's buying you a ring.
Right. Well, it blew me away when she told my mom that.
She said that to your mom?
I was really surprised I was, but I'll get her that ring. Possibly it could end up in marriage, possibly.
If, you know what, John, you're going to have to, I'm feeling it working out for you with her, but you, seeing the circumstances, I would go slow with it. Go slow with it. But do give her some hope. Let her know you're interested. And have faith. Have faith. I'm hearing faith and hope with this for you. Okay? And I feel like she's going to be a moneymaker. Now, I don't know if that makes a difference with you or not. I feel like if the two of you were to get together, finances would be good for you. It would work out. It would make a big difference in the relationship.
That she's going to be a moneymaker, or I will? Because she don't work right now.
I think she will eventually become a moneymaker doing something, because I feel her, actually, business, too. She might even go into some type of business or go to school for business, because I feel like if you two were to get together, she would be the moneymaker in the relationship, I believe. And I believe it would come through her employment or something that she's offering. So either a business or work. So I believe it would be good financially for you if you got together. She would work out.
I say so. It could all work out then. And
I wouldn't be afraid to... start getting serious with her, you know?
Right.
Or looking in that direction, anyway. All right?
I see.
Now, you got a... Are you looking for work, too, John?
Did what now?
Are you looking for work?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I draw a Social Security right now, but I can still work.
Are you looking? Oh, okay. Oh, you're on Social Security.
Yeah, I draw SSI, but I mean, I can still work.
Okay. I got some test. Are you in school? I got testing or interview is coming up here.
Right.
An important test or an interview or an exam coming up for you. I feel like it's going to go well for you.
Feel like it's going to go well.
Are you in some type of training or school?
No, I'm not in any type of training.
No.
There's no type of training so far.
Is she?
The only thing I do is just work out. That's about it.
You might want to explore that even. Some type of training or educational services for you.
Uh-huh.
I think you would do well with it. Okay.
Okay, that's what I'll do.
All right. And I'm also feeling you may do a little traveling too soon. Within the next 30 days, you may be going somewhere.
May do a little traveling.
Yeah, I feel like a little bit of a journey or a travel of some kind with you.
Do you see any money coming my way or anything like that?
I do. I see your finances getting increasing and becoming better.
Right.
Okay. I do see your finances getting better.
That'd be great, Dan.
Now, You know, and for some reason, I feel like a female is also going to increase your finances also. So I feel like a lady in your life or a female friend.
Another female, you said?
It may be the one that you're thinking about.
Well, there's Shannon, and there's this other girl named Michelle, but I brought her up there and, like, put in front of Shannon's face, and Shannon got real jealous for her. So.
Ah.
We're just friends, though, Michelle and I.
Hmm.
Shannon's okay. The one who I want to be with.
Okay. Is she working?
Michelle, no, she don't work either.
No. What about the one that you want to be with?
Shannon, no, she don't work right now.
She don't. Is she in school?
No, she's going back to do her GED, she said.
Okay. I'm leaning towards her. I'm leaning towards you being with her. And somewhere down the road, she's going to be a money maker or a business lady. She's going to get into business of some kind. So that's where the finances would come in there.
Right, so it'll be her and I working together for the finances? For
yeah, working together and financially doing okay between the
possibly
two.
Possibly, do you see us living together? You see us living together and everything, right?
If everything goes uninterrupted and nothing changes and you continue to follow through with her.
Right, because
you know
I mean,
what I mean? But I mean, I think you're got a ways to go yet. I mean, if she has other people coming around and she's not sure what she wants.
Right.
But I wouldn't be afraid to pursue her and let her know what your intentions are.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the direction you want to go in with your emotions.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I'll do then, definitely. I'll let her know how I feel and get her that ring and all the other guys that have to stop.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying to say to you. Go in that direction.
Right.
Okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, Michael. Thank
okay.
you very much.
I'll give you some numbers. I got some numbers for you. I got a 17 and a 13.
Okay, let me get a pen. Let me write these down.
I'll just give you,
you got
three.
Numbers for me?
17 and 13.
17, 13?
Yep, and
okay,
six.
Okay, let me. Can't even find a pen. 17, 13.
And 6, that's all.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
I'm trying to find something to write with. Okay. 17. Well, I guess I'll have to remember these off the top of my head.
You will. 17 and 13 and 6.
17, 13, you said?
And 6, yep.
17
and
13, okay.
All right.
That's the two numbers?
And 6.
And 6?
Yep.
Okay, I'll remember those numbers. 17, 13, 6. They represent or mean something, right?
Yeah, well, put a dollar on them.
17, 13, and 6.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right, John. Thanks for calling. Tell your friends about us.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in for your reading, U.S. toll-free, anywhere in the U.S. is toll-free, 1-877-876-5227. And anywhere else, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. Hi, caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
What's your first name?
Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yes.
Oh, nice name, Sabrina. Where are you calling from, Sabrina?
Vegas.
Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I think you're the first Vegas.
Cool.
Welcome to the show. Are you a regular listener, or you just heard about it, or?
Actually, I sometimes talk to you on Yahoo.
Oh, okay. Okay. I talk to a lot of people, but...
Yeah.
I like it when I meet them again, when they come back again. Okay. Sabrina? I feel very... I feel like I'm about to be very happy and filled with joy. Things are, I don't know how things are going right now for you. I feel like they should be going real well. And if not, they're about to. So whatever problems or issues you may be dealing with right now, they're going to turn around. I do feel if there's been any health issues with you or somebody that's close to you, I feel like there'll be an improvement there, too.
Yeah, at the moment I'm sick. I get sick a lot because of my work. It kind of stresses me out a little bit.
I was going to say that, but I was just going to blow through it, but I feel like that's going to get better, too. And it's stress, I feel.
Yeah.
With you, a lot of it's stress-related, man. Did you say job? Because I'm feeling job and money.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I was calling. I didn't know if you how you read exactly, but I was going to see about maybe a job-wise, if I can get something better, because I guess they're going to be laying people off, and I don't know if I'm going to lose my job on this layoff, and wanted to see if maybe some kind of a job will be coming my way.
I'm not worried for some reason. I feel good about it, actually. You're either not going to get laid off, or if you do, you'll find something right away, I do believe.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, so I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling... well, first I'll get through a few things here. Friends are going to be important to me. Expect a lot of interaction with friends and happiness and activity with friends and loved ones
for
the next 30 days. So anything you get invited to or get involved in, by all means, go to it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's going to be a lot of comfort in friend and just activity with friends making me feel good and I'm happy with it. And I'm also getting... it's almost like a wedding imagery, engagement imagery. So, I don't know if you're going to be invited to a wedding or you're getting engaged or getting married or somebody close to you maybe. So you may see this type of activity going on around you too within the next 30. And also a new baby too. I'm getting baby imagery. I don't know if somebody is expecting or planning on it or trying, but you may run into this too.
Huh.
Within the next 30. It could be a friend or a relative. I feel like it may be in the family, bloodline type, a relative. Maybe expecting or, you know, 30 days is a long time. It could be 2 weeks from now you could find out about something. So.
Wow.
But you may have a baby coming somewhere in your realm.
Oh, so that doesn't necessarily mean then.
Not necessarily, unless you've been hot and heavy and trying and hoping and working on it. Then
I haven't personally.
Okay, I feel like it's in the family though.
Huh? You mean my immediate blood family?
Yeah, like cousins,
sister, brother, something like that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Somebody
well, I know my sister. She didn't know, but
you know, or they may be trying. I mean. I just feel like you'll be hearing about it or exposed to it. This could be a good friend, too, so.
Okay.
You know, I'm leaning towards family, but it could be a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, just, you know, just keep it in mind. Just a little bit of a trivia there.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Do you work with children?
I personally, I don't. I've been trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do with myself, because I do like helping people. I do like kids.
Yeah.
I just
I
don't know.
I'm keep getting pulled to working with children. I think you would make a good teacher or some type of work or business where you were exposed maybe to children and helping them either take care of them or teach them or train them or keep that in mind.
Yeah, I was thinking there for a while, thinking about different things, as in. Being a child psychologist or whatnot, because I've always been a little open and keen to certain things, not just because of my own childhood experiences and whatnot, but just being empathic and such, and figuring I could use that on helping kids, but
Yes, you would be very good at it. You would be very good at it. And you have talent there. I believe you've done it before. I feel like you would be most happy doing something like that. So just, you know, keep it in the back of your mind as you go through life, you might get the opportunity to do something like this, so,
mm-hmm.
or pursue it. So don't be afraid to.
Okay.
Because I feel like your most happiness would come from helping young people, working with them.
Yeah.
So if you see yourself changing jobs, don't be afraid to maybe even head in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about going to school and doing something. I didn't really know where to go. I've been running around with a chicken. Like, a chicken with his head cut off, so.
Yeah, I'm being shown you doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't rule it out. It's a big possibility that you will maybe someday down the road even get into that or go to school and train yourself in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am getting some type of, like a little bit of a journey within the next 30 days, a weekend or a day away, or you got to go somewhere or... maybe to visit, and I feel like somebody may be coming to visit you, so you may be visiting and somebody visiting you or vice versa, but I do feel like I keep hearing a journey, and I don't think it's much of a journey, almost like it's a weekend or a day or maybe a day away, a getaway or something like this, so.
Yeah, I've been planning on wanting to do that, but right now financially I can't. But maybe later on, like next month or something, hopefully I'll be able to then.
Yeah,
but I do know I have a cousin coming down from Arizona visiting us next month.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I feel somebody also visiting you and validated that.
Yeah.
And they got to travel to visit you. So,
yeah.
They're
coming down from Arizona.
Right. And you might even get invited somewhere. So even if you get invited for a day, go ahead and that'd be good for you. You might find yourself getting invited and going somewhere.
I need vacation.
I feel surprising news coming too. But I don't think this is. I'm leaning towards. Are you looking for work? Something different? Or not at this time?
I looked at one point at a different job, but other than that, I hadn't really. It was just one little place that I looked at.
Okay. It's about work, too. I'm being told something about work, but I don't think it's a layoff. I just... I wonder if you're going to get a promotion while the others are being laid off. That's kind of weird, huh? I'm getting news about work and employment. Now, if you were actively looking, I would say you were going to find something soon.
I kind of want to transfer because the job that I do, you can transfer to different departments and stuff, but you have to have a clearance, like a security clearance, because I work for government-wise.
Right.
You have to have, like, a top-secret clearance and stuff like that to get into different positions, which are higher pay.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm ever going to get that doggone clearance to be able to do anything else differently.
Okay. Have you applied for it, or?
Yeah, I've applied for it, but my credit hasn't exactly been the greatest because of my divorce.
Okay.
Kind of left me in somewhat of a debt, plus, like, I don't really make all that much money, so I'm kind of behind on paying some of the bills I do have.
Right.
And they look at that.
I'm being surprised at work about something, and I feel like it's good and it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So... I wouldn't be surprised if it does go through and they're interested.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is coming from work or business, and I'm very surprised that I'm hearing this.
Hmm.
It's news. News is being delivered to me, and it's about work. It's connected to work. Now, and I also am getting surprising news from family and friends, too. So I feel like between now and the next 30 days, you've got some interesting stuff coming to you.
Yeah, the engagement and the babies and all. I was like, oh, my goodness. Because I'm engaged, but I'm not planning on getting married anytime soon. going to try and wait off on that one.
I got a feeling you're going to be hearing from somebody you haven't heard from in a while.
Uh-huh.
Probably some friends from the past, the family from the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you not only won't get laid off, but I also feel like they're going to do something for you, and it could be that job that you were trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking to move? Because somebody...
Yeah, actually I was, but my mom's like, I don't want you to move too far away, because I was going to move to Washington State, because my real dad, who I haven't really talked to in forever, is looking at trying to get me to be somewhere up there. He's looking for apartments and also a job-wise, you know, jobs for me up there. Because I told him I was interested, but I can't move up there until after I pay my car off, which in the next couple of months.
Right. Huh. You may, you may see that continue to develop. Are you living with your mom?
Yeah, right now I'm living with my mom, stepdad, and then,
All right. It must be talked about you moving then, because I feel as though that she might even worry about you moving.
Yeah.
And you want to move, and she's worried about you moving, so it's an issue.
Yep.
And I think it's one that's always going to pop up from time to time.
Yeah.
And it may be popping up, say, around the middle of August again. Maybe somebody might have an idea or an offer for you,
mm-hmm.
and you may have to deal with that, whether or not it's the right thing and whether or not you want to do it, because I feel like there's going to be some issues with moving around you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so when you see it developing, you'll know that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing it's a good time, but I don't think you really want to, or whether you're ready to move. Not within the next 30 days.
Yeah.
I'm still
debating on it, because I want to be able to take my fiancé with me and also have to sit up there and explain to my mom, okay, look, because I don't like it here at all. I really don't. I mean, Vegas is cool and all, but it's not for me.
Right. You know, and I feel as though the employer or the supervisor where you are,
mm-hmm.
may be pulling strings for you. I don't know if this makes sense or not. If you got a good relationship with him, or he knows you want something different or better, but I feel like an employer or a supervisor wants to do something for you and mm-hmm. have an influence,
mm-hmm.
and may pull some strings or help you out or connect you somehow. Okay, so I just feel like there's going to be an important influence from a supervisor in your life.
Huh.
And probably be by the middle of August. Maybe he's going to help you get that position you were hoping for. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay, I'll keep, yeah, that'd All be right. great. I mean, I like my supervisors. We get into it every once in a while, but... respect each other.
Well, there's one that's particularly fond of you and very professional. I feel like it's a male, and he's capable of pulling strings, and I believe he will pull some strings for you to try to make you more comfortable and more happier.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
And what else was on your mind?
Oh, that was pretty much it. My main concern was job-wise.
Okay.
I mean, I know I have other issues that I have to work on, but that was really all. It was just for a job.
Right.
Because I've been stressing about that the most, because I'm like, I don't know if I like it here. I don't know if I'm ever going to get my clearance, if I'm going to be able to transfer.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
you know, it's your biggest worry, and I feel like it's you don't need to worry at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like things are going to fall into place for you, business-wise and financially and work-wise. Things are going to fall into place. People are going to do the right thing for you, and you're going to meet the right people when you're supposed to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And connections will come to you. And I almost want to say... Do you need a lawyer or a doctor, or is that where you're working? And something with doctors and lawyers, or
lawyers and doctors?
Does lawyers or doctors mean anything to you at all? Are you working for lawyers, or is it a medical building or a legal building, or
what I work in is I work for housekeeping. Now my fiance's dad's a lawyer, but I don't know.
Well, you're in housekeeping, but what type of a facility? Is it a school or?
No, actually, it's for the Air Force. I clean up after students that go to the base.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they go there, stay there for like 2.5 or so weeks. Mostly, they're police officers going there to train.
Oh, okay. Somebody's going to pull some strings for you. Your fiancé's dad is a lawyer?
Yeah, he has his own company. He's a defense lawyer.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does he ever talk about helping you or helping his son? Or? I feel like there's going to be help coming from an attorney.
Well, see, the thing with his son... He's stubborn, and I just have a feeling that he needs to talk to his dad, that his dad will help him out, because he, sometime soon, he's going to probably need a place to stay.
Okay.
He hasn't had the best of luck with jobs and stuff-wise.
Okay.
And I told him, talk to your dad. He should be able to. I don't know why. I keep telling him to talk to his dad. I keep pushing him, even though he hasn't talked to his dad in forever, but something's telling me, okay, talk to your dad. Your dad will help you. But he's being stubborn. I mean, he's talked to him a couple times, but he's not sitting there actually telling him what he needs.
Yeah. Yeah, he should. I feel like the man would do a lot for you.
Yeah, that's what I felt, too, you know. I'm like,
he would
to
do
help
a lot
your dad.
For you. I do feel like the man would do a lot for you, and for the both of you. There may be some string pulling there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, by all means, kind of guide him in that direction, because I'm getting an attorney that wants to help, but he needs to be brought in into the situation, and you're validating that already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like I said, I don't know why, but, you know, I've been bugging the hell out of him for the last couple of, for a while now, to talk to his dad.
Wow. You're a good advisor, because I'm getting the same thing,
that
there's an attorney, but he's got to be brought in.
Yeah,
the bridge has to be created, and there's a reason you've been telling them that.
Yeah,
because it would help them, and it would work, and it would be the right thing to do.
Yeah,
and I think the dad would enjoy it too.
Yeah.
All right, because I keep hearing an attorney, and he's just biting at the bit, waiting to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So, by all means, keep pushing him in that direction.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I got some numbers for you. I'll give you a 19, an 11, and 14. Okay?
All righty.
All right, Sabrina. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Tell your friends about us.
All righty.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, toll-free U.S. 1-877-876-5227. Anywhere else is direct.
I'm calling on Michael Gardner's show.
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. What's your first name?
My first name's Chris.
Chris? Where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm calling from Western New York State.
Okay. Let's see.
Gotta turn my fan off so I can hear better. There we go.
Okay.
A little warm here.
Chris, I feel like you're in a point in your life where anything can happen. Almost like you're stuck, but you're not stuck. You're suspended, but you're not suspended. You want to move forward, but there are some things in your way.
Okay.
I feel like you're on the verge of things taking off for you.
Okay. What type of things?
I think it's going to involve a lot of major points in your life, like where you're living, where
okay.
you're working, and who you're spending your time with.
Okay.
Did you just break up with someone or a friendship end or?
There's a friendship that kind of went sort of south, and there's sort of a woman I was sort of interested in, and I decided I wasn't, and that was only like a 2-week thing, but that wasn't really a relationship. Mm-hmm. But then there was a friendship though that was kind of going sour, you know.
Okay, I'm still being bothered.
Two
by
different
that.
People and both women, but
yeah, I'm being bothered by it. But in a way, I think it was a good thing. You know, I really don't know the circumstances.
Yeah, both are kind of like negative, but they're like, you know, they're okay. They're good for the good.
Yeah. And I feel like if it continued, it would have got more destructive or more stressful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's a good thing that it did end. It's just that you got to get lined up mentally with it now.
Right.
You know, you kind of like hanging on to some of it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like taking its toll on you or getting in your way. So you might
right.
want to do your best and let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything changing in that though? Positive or?
What's that?
Is there anything changing in friendships, relationships, and stuff?
I think once you get through this, or pass this.
Okay.
I think you're kind of like holding on to enough of it to kind of like stop.
Right.
Another relationship from starting.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the way.
Okay.
Sort of. And you need to once you shake it loose and get rid of it, the rest of it will fall into place for you.
Okay.
Other relationships, but right now you seem like you're hanging on to enough of it to get in your way.
Yeah. Well, the hanging on thing that might be referred to another one. There's another person I was interested in for some time, and then that took a while to get rid of. That just describes more of what you're saying. That because that was somebody I was into for quite a while and.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a... Even now, I'm still getting over that, you know, and I'm...
Yeah,
so that might be the one you're talking about.
Because I know emotionally and relationship-wise, there's something still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of in the way.
Oh, is that individual?
Yeah. Emotionally.
Yeah.
You see, you can't go on to the next journey as long as the other journey isn't settled. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. That one, I think it is now. I think that person just sort of stopped talking to me. They just sort of moved.
Yeah.
I think they moved. I think the person moved. As a matter of fact.
Huh.
I'm not sure though. But.
Yeah. And you basically left the nest too, or hometown, or home base, or something.
Oh, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, I didn't move that far away, but I moved out of my house. Yes,
yeah.
Or my parents' house. But.
Yeah, I feel like I left the original nest.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, and
mm-hmm.
It's in a way it's good for you. You have grown already since you have left home base. I call it home base, you know.
Right. Sure.
There's been some growth there. You're learning.
Right.
And you're getting adjusted, and it's been rough, but it's been good for you
mm-hmm.
in
right.
a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of loneliness, though, I think.
Oh, quite a bit, yeah. Actually, I'm looking to meet new people, and
yeah, I feel like I'm being haunted by loneliness.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
anything that changes with that though?
What's that?
Anything to change that loneliness?
I can think of a few things.
Oh, yeah?
Whether or not it's going to come to you,
mm-hmm.
Let me see. Hang on for a second. Well, not off the bat. Are you having a problem socializing?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I have a shyness, and sometimes I just don't run into a lot of people, and then I end up not going out very much sometimes. And then
I
try hard again, and I go on, and everybody's sort of with everybody else, and I'm sort of left out or whatever. And
I get that feeling with you.
Yeah, it's sort of, I mean, I'm very social. I like talking and having fun and everything, but then I go out and there's everybody's, you know, guys and girls are all hooked up to get with each other. There's a little group of guys there, a group of girls there. Here I am by myself at the
Do you feel like you're an odd man out or you're not fitting in or...
Yeah, it's a weird
feeling with you. And you are, and you do have, you are very social.
I could fit in, yeah, I could fit in somewhere.
And you could be, but for some reason, it's just not happening that way for you.
Yeah, it's been that way for like a long time, like, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like you want to, and you can do it, and you do try, but it don't work, and it's like...
Right, it's something that's plagued me all my life, really, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I think it's boiling down to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think you punish yourself sometimes because of relationships.
Oh yeah, like how so?
It's almost like if you're not in the perfect relationship, you tend to sabotage your other experiences with social experiences.
That's true. Yeah, that sounds like me. Yeah, something.
Not in a crazy vicious way. Just
right.
Kind of like almost on purpose. Like it's like you know you're not 100% relationship wise.
Right.
And that kind of gets in the way of having fun. Just having fun.
Right. Yeah. You mean just with making friends in general, or you mean with
women,
or
with making friends and going out and meeting other people, and
right,
you seem to kind of like get in the way of that for some reason.
Yeah.
And it's because I believe of your relationship problem.
Right.
That you're not in one that you're completely happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would change if you can get into the right relationship.
Right.
One that you were happy with, you would be a different person. Socially, you would be a different person too.
And that's romantic or friend wise, both.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah.
Yeah, friend wise and socializing.
And I've got a lot of friends I'm socializing with them, or else they find like they're don't have time to talk to me after a while. Some of them fade out. And
it's almost like you sabotage some of the stuff.
Right.
So you don't have to do it, or you can get out early, or you just don't want to go, or
right,
it's just not your cup of tea. And
there's a couple of friends. They're still my friends that I just sort of haven't spoken to just because I just maybe sabotage,
And I'm feeling it being connected to your relationship issues.
You
kind of judge yourself according to how your love life is going.
True.
And I don't know if I'm connecting or not, but
you are. Yeah, that sounds like me. That's quite deep. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling this with you, and it's like you're in a rut because if you don't stop doing it, it'll stop somebody from coming to you.
True.
It'll get in the way. You know, you're gonna have to force yourself to go out and have fun. I know it sounds crazy, but you're almost gonna have to force yourself to to go out and mingle.
True.
And you don't even want to do that. You don't even want to force yourself to do it.
True. Yeah, I get complacent with it, and I just don't do it for a while, and then I'll start doing it. Take it up and give it a try again.
And then there's a lot of looking back, regrets and shoulda, woulda, and coulda, and wishing.
Yes, yep.
For the past or somebody from the past and...
Mm-hmm.
You got to try and shake that too, regrets.
True.
And looking back to the past, try to focus mainly on the future.
On now, yeah, on the future, yeah.
On the future and let go of the past and everything that's connected to it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I know it's hard. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Right.
And but I think this is one of the things that has been getting in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Of other fulfilling relationships coming to you.
True.
Okay, you're hanging on to a lot from one particular relationship, somebody you miss a lot.
Right.
Somebody you had a lot of fun with.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody you enjoyed yourself with, and they're not there now.
Right.
And you're kind of wishing they were. So that could be something that's been getting in your way. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now, financially, I want to stay on top of my money. Don't do nothing crazy with your money, kind of like pinch your pennies.
That's what I've been doing lately, yeah, because I'm actually going on vacation next month, so I'm doing that anyway for that reason. But then,
good, you can use a vacation.
Yeah.
It'll do you some good.
Yeah, Las Vegas, right?
Good, good.
I'm going, yeah.
Good. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not, but I feel somebody giving you money. I don't know if it's an inheritance or a settlement or...
Well, that's good for one.
Or a family member. I don't know if this makes sense or not. I mean, is there...
It's like a gift, like a little bit of a gift, or is it like a big, giant...
I don't know. It's like, is there anybody's passing, maybe? Or is there an inheritance coming, or...
There's some kind, yeah, I don't, I mean...
Or a settlement? I know you can't do much for 10 minutes on the phone, but...
Right.
I am getting something coming your way, and it feels like it comes from either a settlement or a gift or an inheritance or...
Yeah, there's, I think there might be an inheritance in the works for myself. I mean, I'm not sure how, what kind of form it's going to come in or when it will come, but I think...
Okay. I think you do have something there. I keep hearing inheritance, so...
Something that's life-changing or just something that'll just boost me for something
else? Enough to get you where you want to go. I mean, I feel good about this. I feel like I can do some things that I wanted to do.
Or would it be me winning in Vegas?
You know, I feel like I can live where I want to live, and I feel like I can get some of the things that I need to get.
Right.
Start my life.
Maybe hit a jackpot then.
Not really a jackpot, but get my life kick-started.
Yeah.
You know? So there is something as far as an increase of finances going.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job, too. And, you know, there's one job I applied for. It's actually one I applied for, one I'm about to apply for. So
good.
I don't know if either of those are big, giant sources of money. I don't know if they're
good. Could be within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling 2 weeks. I don't know what kind of a time span you got.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm breaking out of the rut. Things are changing. You going on vacation, you said, in 2 weeks?
Yeah, in the middle of August. August 12th, actually.
Okay.
For like a weekend.
Okay. I got a feeling you may hear something about the work before you go on vacation.
Oh, wow, okay.
Now, whether or not this could be a problem or not, you might want to be ready for this type of situation.
Mm-hmm.
For them to contact you just as you're getting ready to go on vacation. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but there's a hint of it.
Right.
Okay, or you might be able to...
Right.
You might be able to set it up and then take care of it when you get back.
Yeah, that's what I like to do. You know, I'm taking the vacation. That's been going on for a long time. I mean, that's...
Okay, and you do need the vacation. You know. You're right. You do need the vacation.
A lot of money put into it and time and, you know.
Yes, you do need the vacation. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
Right.
Actually, it's going to be a turning point for you.
Well, good.
It's going to be very soul-searching and head-clearing. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, it was a little bit last year in Vegas, too. I was just walking around, and just things are feeling better and, you know, a little bit. And
Good.
Yeah, the job I'm applying for is that's actually a sports writing job.
Oh.
It's all fun, wonderful. And then there's another one that's, like, in the place I work at, which is a hospitality place, let's say.
Huh. Good. I can see you doing with people, too.
Okay.
You're a people person. Working, I feel like I'm serving or aiding or working around.
Serving, okay.
The people business.
I work at a casino right now, actually.
Oh, you are in it? Oh, you're working in a casino?
Yeah, I'm a kind of a greeter there now, but I like to maybe work in a bar section or work as a dealer, maybe.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm being shown.
What's that?
That's what I'm being shown. I heard you were greeting people, and that's what you're saying now.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about going to the bar section, but I don't know if I want to do that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's good, right for me or not.
Well, I would go on my vacation first.
Right.
I would go on my vacation and then worry about the job when I get back.
Right.
That's how I would handle this.
And then the sports writing job, if they take me, that takes me right out of the casino and the new thing. Too.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be a whole new world for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather
what I went to school for, actually.
I'd rather talk to you again when you get back from your vacation.
Okay.
I think it would be job-wise, it would be clearer.
Right.
Let me give you some numbers. I'll give you a 12 and a 5 and a 6.
12, 5, 6. Okay.
Yep. And go on this vacation because you're in a turning point. I think this vacation is going to have a lot to do with it.
Okay.
Okay, and remember, let yourself loose a little bit. Let go of the past and enjoy the people that you're not fully enjoying the people that spirit bring to you.
You're right.
Because you're kind of clinging to the past. Let the past go.
Okay.
And enjoy the people that spirit is bringing to you.
Okay.
I think you'll see a different situation in your life developing.
All right.
Do that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chris, take care.
Bless. Okay, well, good talking to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to get a hold of me in private, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Wednesday, midnight.
Hello?
Hi, Paula.
Hello?
Hi. How you doing?
Oh, okay.
What's your first name? What's your first name?
Pam.
Pam? Pam?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Minnesota.
Where?
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota. Minnesota.
Hot. Yeah. Human.
Okay. Pam, you a regular listener?
I sure am.
Good. That makes me happy.
Trying to get more people.
What's that?
Trying to get more people.
Good. Good. Tell your friends about us.
I do.
BBS Radio.
I do.
Okay. Pam, I feel like I had a spat with somebody. Well, there was an argument or something or a drama and somebody maybe left or talking about leaving or something like that going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yep.
It is? I can barely hear you, Pam.
Yep.
Okay, I'm feeling this drama and somebody left and... hang on for a second.
Sunday night.
What's that?
Sunday night.
Oh, that's soon. Sunday night? Was this your better half?
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as I connected to you, my heart kind of like broken heart type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. Hang on. Oh, boy. And you want to know if he's coming back?
Well, I think we're kind of back together, but not certain.
You're already back together?
I'm not certain.
You're not certain? Kind of?
Kind of.
That's what I'm feeling, too. Kind of. A little wishy-washy, but I feel like... Does he have to go somewhere or do something?
He's leaving next week.
Huh?
He's leaving next week.
To go overseas, or...?
No, he's going to his sister's.
I wish I could hear you. I can barely hear you.
He's going to his sister's.
Oh, to his sister?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's... But that's not... Is that what led to the argument?
No. My jealousy.
Okay. Okay, now, he was with you and he's got to go to his sister's?
Yeah, he's going to his sister's sometime next week.
Okay. And that wasn't because of the fight or the blow-up?
No.
Okay, this was something different.
Yep.
Okay, because I feel like he has to go somewhere, too. And I feel like you, it bothered you.
He keeps saying that when he's done with school, he's leaving.
Okay. Him going to the sisters, that bothered you, I believe.
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
There was something connected to this that caused a little bit of I don't think
him being in a bar is what bothered me.
What's that?
Him being in a bar is what bothered me.
Okay. But yeah, I think you're worried that when he's at his sister's, that's what he's going to be doing.
No. I know he can't up there.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. Because I'm feeling that if you could have a little more belief or hope and faith in him, that the relationship would get a little better now.
My belief and my hope is for our relationship to get better and him to quit drinking.
For him to quit drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if he's doing it there while he was with you, what makes you think he won't do it when he's at his sister's?
They won't let him.
She won't let him?
No.
Okay, so actually it'll be a good thing then.
Yeah.
Him being at the sister's.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because I do feel him having to go somewhere. He's a good man. I'm not really... I feel him wanting to be with you, and I feel like he's got a good heart, and he's a good man. I feel like... what I feel like, what I'm feeling is he gets frustrated because he feels like he can't express himself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people don't believe him, or they don't have, like, faith in him, or they're waiting for him to do exactly what they say he's going to do.
Yeah, he told me me being as sick as I've been for almost 4 weeks now is my way of getting attention.
Okay, I can barely hear you. So
I have been sick for 4 weeks.
Okay, you've been sick for 4 weeks?
And that's my way of getting his attention.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Interesting.
I don't know. I think I've got bronchitis.
Pam, I'm dealing with... I'm feeling a lot of... And it's funny he mentioned this because... I'm getting a lot of psychosomatic, emotional creating going on here. Now... are you trying to? Boy, I don't want to make you look like the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that you need to let him go emotionally a little bit. Now, I don't know if you can understand that or not.
Not really, no.
I feel like if you can just kind of like maybe trust him a little more.
Or
give him a little more freedom or a little more privacy.
That's one of our big issues.
That it would help the relationship?
That's one of our big issues.
That's your biggest issue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm feeling that, and I'm being told that. And it doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you just a little more... have faith in him more and try not to be so jealous.
He's cheated on me too many times.
Well, you know what? You're never going to stop cheating. You can hire somebody to follow him around, and if he wanted to cheat, he would cheat. One way of making that better and maybe trying to not have it happen is to have faith in him and trust him. I know it's hard once you've been wounded.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can, because like breeds like, and if you shower him with faith and trust.
He did call tonight. He did ask me to come over for supper.
Now, I can only tell you what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
If you would put more faith and trust in him and give him more privacy is important to him. Now, it really bothers him when he can't have something in his life that's not private. And he needs a little bit of faith and trust and privacy. So just keep that in mind as you go through this drama.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is he going to his sister for money, for increase his finances? Or,
yep.
All right, I feel that working, and I feel like there's some... there's going to be an increase of finances. Why he's going there is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to better him and in the long run better you too. So the plan of him going there to increase his finances is going to be successful. And it should work out well. Now, I don't know what else to tell you. That's about all I'm getting. Is there anything else you'd like to know before I...
My biggest two questions are, yes, my great uncle died here quite a few months ago. Did he leave anything for me?
I feel like something was left, but it went to a female. Was it a sister or a daughter?
He didn't have no kids.
He had no kids at all?
No.
Was there an ex-wife or?
Never married.
So he had nobody?
Nope.
You might want to check on that. You might want to check on that. I feel as though, see if he had an attorney or who was the closest person to him, because he might have left something. I feel as though something was left.
I am
being shown a female. Now, you might be surprised to find out there is somebody in his life.
The only reason I ask is because I was the only one that he knew.
And what was your other question?
What in the world do I have?
What in the world do you have?
That I can't fight.
What's that?
That I can't fight. Being so sick.
You won't believe it. I believe it's stress. I believe it's stress. Have you been to the doctor?
I have been on Zithromax, I have been on Robitussin, Codeine, and I have had a shot.
Okay. I believe that your boyfriend hit it on the head. I think a lot of it is to control him. Now, I know I know you're saying, oh, don't tell me I'm not sick. I know it's not saying that you're not ill and that you're not suffering, but I think a lot of it subconsciously may be there to control him.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was my allergies.
Or influence the situation. Now, I'm not saying all of it is, I says, but there is some of it is there to control him. And it's from stress. I'm getting a lot of stress from your relationship with him. And it's really on your mind, and it's really aggravating you, and you don't need it when your lungs are acting up. And there may be some allergies, but I'm feeling more stress and exhaustion and wear and tear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you got some rest and you were finally relaxing instead of worrying.
I go back to the doctor.
By not worrying so much about what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we can get back together.
If you can have faith and trust in him and relax a little bit and back off a little bit, I think you guys will be okay. I really don't. I think you'll do fine.
I'm patiently waiting for the diamond.
Well, you got some work there to do before it gets to that stage.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Now, let me give you some numbers. I got a 9 and a 9 and 11 and 16 for you. Okay.
Okay.
And like I said, put faith and trust in him and try to relax a little bit, and it'll make a big difference in your life and in your relationship. Okay.
Are you gonna call again tomorrow? Helpful.
Will he call again?
Yeah.
I think he will. He wants to be with you. And I feel like he's got a good heart. And he wants to be with you, but he's craving faith and trust. He wants to be trusted. You understand what I'm saying?
I can trust him, but his drinking has to go.
Well, that's another thing. That now you're talking addiction and substance abuse, so there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, well, he's getting in all the treatment.
But he wants to be trusted, and he wants people to have faith in him. That's going to be the first step of the recovery. Okay, Pam?
Okay.
All right. Take care, and God bless. Good luck with your lungs.
Oh, eventually.
All righty.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, I'm here twice a week, every Wednesday and Sunday night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. Take care, everyone. Have a good night. Blessings.